For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't know what episode this is. I've decided not to care. Let's just plow forward.
That would probably be for the best.
Plow forward.
You can go back and look through the archives if you need to.
Yeah.
Might be episode 12. I'm not sure.
Sports fans, football is well underway. Basketball is on its way. Baseball almost done. All that chatter plus other random thoughts. It's time for Sports Yak, brought to you by Rabbit Wigs. This holiday season, put that rabbit in a wig. And now, here are your hosts, Corey Mann and Chuck Freebie. This is your announcer, Jimmy Schultz.
And a special thanks to our guest announcer, Jim Schultz, for the Sports Yak. Coming up later in the program, his pigskin picks this weekend, Bears, Dolphins. Oh, my.
Why do you chuckle?
Oh, because there's some editing involved.
Oh, my.
Once again.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, that'll happen.
Oh, when Jimmy texted it to me, I said to myself, wow. Wow. I got a text from you yesterday right before I was taking off on an airplane, and you weren't kidding. I was leaving sunny and 85 and came home to Chicago overcast, and I think when we landed, 49.
That sounds about right.
Woo! But you know what? I kind of like that weather. I'm ready for the turn of the corner, the fall, the football, the leaves changing. I'm good. Now, the sickness that comes with it, I'd like to just hand it over to you.
Well, apparently you have, based on the way I sound right now.
You got a low end going. I can't wait to hear that.
It's Barry White tonight doing Penn and Mishawaka and countdown to kickoff tomorrow.
My apologies for the lack of episodes recently, slightly under the weather and then way, way, way out of town. But we are back together again and been looking forward to sitting down and giving you, you four or five dedicated subscribers, a weekend edition of the Yak.
We're up to four or five. That's good.
That was a ballpark guess.
Okay.
By the way, this is Sports Yak, not Elk Talk, which I was told, and a screen grab, that there is such a thing.
Really?
There is an Elk Talk. This is Sports Yak, much different.
Yeah, I don't foresee us ever talking about elks on here.
I don't think so. Neither of you or I hunt. We're not interested in...
Nor are we members of the Elks Club.
Notre Dame and Pitt, that's this weekend's game here, South Bend, Indiana. What have you been hearing this last week, Chuck, about the big game coming
up? Irish undefeated, ranked number 5 in the country, rolling right now at 6-0. They have been scoring over 40 points a game since Ian Book came in at quarterback, and he continues to throw the ball at a very high completion rate for a college quarterback. Pitt comes in, banged up their middle linebacker and leading tackler. Quentin Wiggins is out for the season now after injuring his knee in practice this week. Pat Narduzzi's teams usually play physical. They usually knock off some top 10 team over the course of the season. They did it to Clemson 2 years ago. They did it to Miami last year. Can they do it to the Irish on Saturday? That's really the big storyline.
Are you more confident now with Ian Book's performances, even after this last game, moving ahead into the season? Like, this is the right choice.
I'm much more confident. I have no question that that's the right choice. In fact, I would ask you right now, if you had to pick a Notre Dame MVP through the first half of the season, who would it be?
Him number one, Dexter Williams maybe number two.
As the MVP.
Well, I'm hoping for great things as we continue. How about that?
Well,
The quarterback, yeah.
I can see Book being an MVP choice. Now, I think this team will vote for Drew Tranquil. It'll be kind of like the Irving M. Thalberg Lifetime Achievement Award. However, he is kind of the glue and the heartbeat of the team.
Okay. Top 5 AP coaches poll. I'd love to run down this list. I've kind of glanced at it over the past week. You retweeted it early in the week. I've looked at it a couple times. Can Notre Dame beat Clemson if they were to play this weekend?
I think they could, yes. I think Clemson is the weakest of the four.
Ohio State.
I'm not so sure.
Georgia.
It was close last year at the stadium. I think this is a better Notre Dame team. I think it depends on where they play.
Alabama.
No.
One more.
No.
What's the more important poll to keep your eye on? Coach's poll or the other poll?
Neither one.
Really?
Neither one makes a hill of beans a difference.
The one that's coming up here at the end of the month, that's the big one, the playoff poll?
Right.
Mm-hmm. How do you think that's going to play out right now?
Similar to what you're seeing in the AP and the coaches poll.
Okay. So more than likely we might play Clemson?
Well, if it stands like that at the end of the year, you will not be playing any of those top four. You'll be playing somebody else in a non-playoff game.
Do we play a playoff game here, or do we have to go somewhere?
You would play that at a bowl game.
At a bowl game, okay. So essentially you get to play two bowl games.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay. We've not done that
yet. If you win.
If you win.
Follow the Yak on Twitter, at SportsYak, with two Ks. But the second K is silent.
Cubs kick out Chili Davis after 1 year.
Apparently, a lot of the guys went into the exit interviews at the end of the season with Theo Epstein and complained about the hitting coach, felt he messed with the launch angle that they had been using previously, messed with their hitting approaches too much, and they blamed him for the lack of hitting on this team over the course of the last couple of months of the season.
Oh, boy.
So it became apparent to Theo Epstein that he could not bring Chili Davis back next year and expect it to be a warm and friendly clubhouse.
You being a sports fan as well as a broadcaster, I myself have checked out of baseball. Are you still keeping an eye on?
My interest in baseball went Acapulco cliff diving from the Tuesday to the Wednesday when the Cubs got knocked out of the playoffs.
What kind?
Acapulco cliff diving.
Because you know there is a competitive Swedish cliff diving.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it's much like elk talk. It's not the same.
I was in the airport and I heard somebody talking about Brewers and Astros and I was just like, I just don't care and I'm sorry. And I said that out loud. I didn't say that in my inward voice.
You know, I just came up with a better trivia question than the one I came in with.
Okay.
There is one player who has played for all four of those franchises over the course of his career. The four that are still in the playoffs. The Brewers, the Dodgers, the Astros, and the Red Sox.
Okay.
One player.
Shelf that, and we'll come around again. Eagles and Giants last night. A friend of mine tweeted this. I didn't stay up for the game, but I thought you would appreciate it. Carson Wentz called an audible Hulk Hogan play.
Oh, nice.
I would have loved to have seen what that was, but I enjoyed that it was a audible Hulk Hogan play.
But you, Macho Man, I don't care where you stand. I don't care what you believe in. All I want from you is your best. I want you to be ready. I want the Macho Madness to be at its peak. Because when Hulkamania rules, when Hulkamania lives forever, when Hulkamania puts you down on your knees, I want the whole world to realize that I beat just your best. And at the end of WrestleMania 5, I will be the World Wrestling Federation champion. And what you're gonna do, Macho Man, when the whole world full of Hulkamaniacs destroy you?
Sports Yak, part of the Studio DNA Podcast Network. Find more of your favorite podcasts at Spreaker.com/Studio DNA. Follow the Yak on Instagram at Sports Yak with two Ks.
Local high school tonight, you're a busy Beaver. This is a huge local rivalry, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's called the Backyard Brawl. Some people have called it the grocery store game because, you know, the two fan bases shop at the same grocery stores and kind of needle each other. And Penn, of course, has had bragging rights over the years. They've won 7 in a row from the Cavemen. Mishawaka has not beaten Penn in this rivalry since 2010. Penn is ranked number 3. Mishawaka ranked number 4.
Oh, wow. So Penn High School, that's where my kids, one went and one is going to. If you pull out of Penn High School and turn to your left on Bittersweet, you go down about a mile and a half. You turn right on Lincoln Way. You go about another 5 miles, and Mishawaka is right there. Two close schools, real close together, close neighborhoods. It's kind of a weird school division in there because we've got Penn District schools out by us here in farmland.
Right.
It's far out here. And then maybe on the other side of Ironwood is Mishawaka or South Bend schools.
Right.
You know? Name me the top three, them excluded, local high school rivalries.
Ooh, top three. Well, St. Joe Marion.
St. Joe Marion.
Is right up there. Warsaw and Plymouth have been playing each other since 1923 or something like that. They've played each other a long, long time.
Wow.
And they do not like each other in any sport. So that's another one.
Okay.
And then I've always liked the War on the Shore with Lakeshore and St. Joe.
Thank you. Thank you. Speaking of Michigan, up in Michigan, Lakeshore, Edwardsburg, a couple of big games tonight.
Lakeshore is in an interesting situation. In Michigan, they have a different way of making the tournament than you do in Indiana because everybody makes the tournament in Indiana. Even Windlass, Clay, Glenn, Fairfield, they make the tournament. In Michigan, you actually have to do something in the regular season to qualify, which I appreciate. And typically, 6 wins is the cutoff mark.
Okay.
Well, both Lakeshore and Kalamazoo Central are 4-3. They have 2 games to go this season. So essentially, this is a playoff game tonight because you have no hope of the postseason if you lose tonight.
I didn't hear, is Lakeshore at home?
They are at Kalamazoo Central.
Okay. Edwardsburg, got an eye on them. They're number one in the state.
In Division 4, they're number one. Their offense has been unstoppable this year. Kevin Bartz has put together another marvelous team. They go to Vicksburg tonight for the Battle of Vicksburg.
Vicksburg!
Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yes, I do.
Notre Dame hockey, I saw, putting the puck on the ice.
Yeah, Jeff Jackson's team comes into the season ranked number 2. I think that's more of an homage to where they finished the season last year when they wound up as the runner-up to Minnesota Duluth. Very young team this year, a lot of freshmen on the squad, but they go to Erie, Pennsylvania and take on Mercyhurst tonight to open the season.
I know you keep your eye on players that have played for the Irish and now moved up to the next level. Who already is making some noise as far as Notre Dame hockey playing in the big league?
Well, Anders Lee would probably be the biggest name right now for Notre Dame hockey playing in the next level. He is the captain of the New York Islanders, and he has had some sensational seasons for the Isles.
Okay. Speaking of hockey, Las Vegas, the Knights.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea, A, that was their first season, and that they won the whole thing. But, man, that town is sold on that team out there.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere. Bumper stickers, jerseys, casino games that look like the Knights and all that. Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
They are into their hockey team. Of course, the Raiders are coming there in a couple of years, and they'll be fired up about that. But for now, that's the only professional team that Vegas has is their hockey team.
There was talk, because I walked past where the new stadium is being built. They said it might be sooner, Oakland thinking about kicking the Raiders out quicker.
Right.
And so here comes this new stadium. LeBron was in town the same time I was in Las Vegas. He was at the
Did you hang out together?
No. It was a very tight security. I was at the theater across the street.
You had tight security to keep LeBron away.
I had an all-access pass. It was nice. That was kind of fun to watch in the streets that spill out. And, boy, did he have a half-court shot that was pretty impressive?
Yes.
Was that?
Yeah.
Here's what the critics are saying about the Sports Yak podcast.
You guys suck!
Yak 33!
Find your happiness with the Sports Yak Podcast, wherever you listen or download podcasts.
Can we talk for a moment about how classy of a guy Drew Brees is?
Sure.
I loved the footage of him. They mic'd him up when he beat the passing record, and I loved the hug between the three boys and him.
Mm-hmm. How about that, huh? Yeah. How about that? Hey, I love you guys so much. Hey, you're going to accomplish anything in life you're willing to work for, right? I love you, boys. I love you.
So he's knocking on the door of not only he's beaten that record, but he's got another one he's on pace for.
Well, the touchdown record, which is also held by Peyton Manning, who put together a marvelous congratulatory video.
Peyton, FYI, Drew Brees just broke your record.
Which one?
All-time passing yards.
Passing yards? Oh, okay. So I still have the touchdown record, right?
He's actually on pace to break that, too.
What? Great. Drew, for 1,000 days, I've held the record for all-time passing yards in the NFL. And I got to tell you, it's been the greatest 1,000 days of my life. And thanks to you, that's over now. And you've ruined that for me. So thank you very much. I have nothing left to look forward to except slicing my tomatoes, making dinner for my family, putting together this wedge salad.
I mean, who says that? That's great stuff.
Bethel College, I see, number 5 preseason Crossroad League, Ryan Lightfoot, our most listened to Sports Yak podcast a few episodes back. Number 5, not too shabby.
No, well, in that league, number 5 might be good enough to get you the national tournament because you've got the defending national champion of that division in your league in Indiana Wesleyan and a former Warsaw Tiger, Warsaw being about an hour from where we are. Kyle Mangus, the preseason player of the year.
Can I tell you about who I sat next to on the airplane yesterday?
Absolutely.
Let me see if you can guess. I'll describe this person, and then you tell me who you think it was. A little bit bigger of a guy than me, had the window seat, fell asleep immediately, nudged me in the rib cage for about 2 hours and 40 minutes, woke up in his nap, took off his shoes, fell asleep. Woke up again, took off his socks, fell back asleep. And then when he woke up, just a little chatty and rude to me the rest of the way to Chicago. Who was I sitting next to?
Ric Flair.
Del Griffith is who I was hoping you would say. Oh, Chuck, the shoes and the socks coming off on the airplane.
I never did introduce myself. Del Griffith, American Light and Fixture, Director of Sales, Shower Curtain Ring Division. I sell shower curtain rings. Best in the world. And you are?
Neil Page.
Neil Page. Pleased to meet you, Neil Page. So what do you do for a living, Neil Page?
Marketing.
Marketing. Super. Super. Fabulous. Isn't that nice?
Look, I don't want to be rude, but I'm not much of a conversationalist, and I'd pretty like to finish this article. A friend of mine wrote it, so
don't let me stand in your way. Please don't let me stand in your way. The last thing I want to be remembered as is an annoying blabbermouth. You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep his big trap shut. If you catch me running off of the mouth, just give me a poke in the chops. Oh, that feels good. Oh, God, I'm telling you. My dogs are barking today. Oh. That feels better.
It's just not done. Except by Del Griffith, shower curtain salesman. Although I didn't think you were made a stop over in Wichita, did you?
We did not. It was a direct flight, but it was scary. Let me put my endorsement on this, and people who've already seen it know exactly what I'm talking about, but I immediately thought of you and your wife. I know that you would love this. I'm already trying to plan a way to get Debbie out there. Get on an Allegiant flight and go for the weekend to Las Vegas. Get a hotel, do whatever you need to do. Take her out for a fancy dinner. Go see the Beatles Love performance.
Really?
Chuck, I'm going to put it down of all the concerts – of all the plays, of all the performances I've seen in my lifetime, I'm going to go top three performance of all time. I dare say the number one spot.
Wow.
The theater is built specifically for this performance. It's in the round. You've got floor seats. Then you've got the next level, your 200 seats. And then one more level up, your 300 seats. So you're looking at audience members across the way. Right above the 200 level and just below the 300 level is a screen that goes around the room. Then you've got what looks like X's, you know, your X's and O's. It looks like an X stage. The X stage is a Rubik's Cube the entire night. So all of these amazing songs by the Beatles that have been handed over to this production company by George Martin and his son when George was alive, he has taken these Beatles songs and outtakes and different versions and meshed them up with other ones that are in the same key or the same time signature. He's taken audio from the guys talking in the studio in between songs. And then the Cirque du Soleil gang bring it to life in these performances that are happening from the ceiling, happening from up when this Rubik's Cube stage comes up. Chuck, there's a funeral procession. There's traffic. There's cars. There's flying people. There's the whole little arena becomes a giant ocean with a boat in the middle. It's like nothing I have ever seen, and it was an emotional, nostalgic roller coaster. I can't wait to get back on.
What kind of drugs did they put you on for the vertigo?
Well, it's all those late Beatles songs, so you don't need them. You just let those songs do their work, and did they?
Wow.
I'm not going to tell you what I had in me either. It was the 9:30 show. Let's just say that.
I see.
But I'm telling you,
red wine.
No, it was red wine. Yeah, the Beatles love, I believe it's at the Mirage. First time I've ever been out there, first time I went to that. And it was, my heart was full.
So Wayne Newton wasn't in town. And
I did not see him in town. Donnie Marie were. Barry Manilow's coming back. Everybody does residencies out there.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You got the theater that I went to Wednesday night to see a performance. Lady Gaga's there for a month. Aerosmith's there for a month. Backstreet Boys are down the street. Gwen Stefani's down the street for a month.
Backstreet Boys. Gee, many Christmas.
Speaking of Backstreet Boys, what a segue I can do for you on this one. On my way home yesterday from my wife, I was invited to New Kids on the Block with Jen, Elizabeth, and Kristen. Is that okay? The New Kids are back on tour with special guests Salt and Peppa, Debbie Gibson, Tiffany,
oh, of course,
and Naughty by Nature, which is not an 80s artist.
No.
That's extremely early 90s. And only one song. And which one? You down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
What would you do if Diane sent you the
Didn't Tiffany do an entire tour based on malls?
She sure did, yeah. I Think We're Alone Now was the song. And then she hit all the big malls.
Which pretty much described a mall.
Especially the Orchards Mall. So apparently next May, my wife will be attending the New Kids on the Block.
Now, will it be the original New Kids on the Block? Or will it be New Kids on the Block?
It's actually the original ones, but I know one of your guys from Blue Bloods is in there.
Yeah. So is he going to be there?
He's there.
Really?
Yes. How about that? My buddy gives my buddy Aaron, who reviews movies, gives First Man a huge thumbs up.
I want to see First Man.
He gives a great review. He does a podcast on the similar network, and he says if you can see it in the IMAX, do that. We just happen to be at a place that has the IMAX tomorrow, so I may have to force my son into some historic space launch.
Now, are you going to do an autobiographical movie and call it First Man with Two Hands?
You know, I was hoping to let the cat out of the bag on our next episode about that one. Because I'm going to ask you to be narrative.
Instead of Ryan Gosling playing the lead, who would we have play the lead Corey in First Man?
I dare say Jack Black. I think he could.
I could see that.
He could capture me. Let's say congratulations to Christopher Schraemeyer.
Oh, yeah.
Schraemeyer. He sent in the winning email, 7,932 followers at 46 Sports.
Let's see if that's gone up since.
Okay. While Chuck looks that up, I can tell Christopher that On Its Way is a $50 gift card to Rick's Cafe Boatyard in Indianapolis.
It's actually gone down by one.
Oh, it has? I'm a close second. And speaking of all the social media outlets, on Twitter, at SportsYak with two Ks, on Instagram, SportsYak with two Ks, you can always email this program, thesportsyak with two Ks at gmail.com. Let's throw out another trivia question right at this point.
On this day in 1992, Bret the Hitman Hart wins the WWE title. Who does he defeat? Actually, it was WWF back then.
No, wait a minute. That was the one we were going to use. You wanted to use the baseball one, didn't you?
Yeah, the one player who has played for the Brewers, the Astros, the Dodgers, and the Red Sox in his career.
I tell you what, we'll do two prizes. So who did Bret beat in 92?
Yeah.
Do you know the name of the pay-per-view or the name of the...
No.
SummerSlam or anything like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
It wouldn't be SummerSlam in October.
October of 92, who did Bret Heat to win the title? And then the true trivia question for $50 at, how did we say this?
Iaria's.
Iaria's Italian restaurant in Indianapolis. $50. If you can correctly email thesportsyak, two Ks, at gmail.com, the answer to this trivia question.
Name the one player who in his career played for the Brewers, the Dodgers, the Red Sox, and the Astros, the four remaining baseball playoff teams.
May I ask, is he still playing for one of those teams?
No.
Or he's all done.
Yeah. But he is of recent vintage.
He is of recent vintage. All right. Email your answer to thesportsyak2ks at gmail.com, and we'll pick a winner on our very next episode, which hopefully, if you remain a little more healthy, will happen on
that Monday. Would help.
Have we covered? I've gone through all my notes. How do you feel, Chuck Freebie? Is there anything you'd like to cover in this episode?
Yeah, the way my voice sounds, but I can't do anything about that today.
No. Maybe some hot tea?
There will be some consumed.
Maybe a scarf tonight?
More than likely.
Maybe a closed window at Freed Field?
Oh, yes.
All right, Jim Shorts, our guest announcer, take it away with your pigskin pick. It's the Bears and the Dolphins this weekend. Who you got?
Okay, now, the Chicago Bears got a rest. It was a bye week last week. They traveled to Miami. The weather could be humid. That could be a factor. Plus, home team advantage. But we got a better defense. How about Mac? I love it. John Gruden, you idiot. I'm picking the Chicago Bears to beat Miami at Miami in the Miami Heat. Go, Chicago. Go, Bears. Not good.
Well, that's our show for today, Chuck Freebie. Thank you so much for trudging through. You've been sick during an episode. I've been sick during an episode. We should get a sponsor.
It's just a sick show.
It really is. Until next time, hit the subscribe button. You can find us, listen to us, download us wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you've done that previously, thank you. If you haven't yet, what are you waiting for? This is The Sports Yak.
You understand that you got 90% above all the stuff and outstanding. I am so proud of you. You are doing amazing in school. You are totally killing it. I love you.
You've been listening to Sports Yak on the Studio DNA Podcast Network. Hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode of this hot garbage rant. Follow Sports Yak on Instagram and Twitter at Sports Yak with two Ks. This is Jimmy Shorts. That's God.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.